Add God a mighty hand clap. Thank Him for such a great revelation. Yes. Not acceptable in the laws of the devils. You to get the light of knowledge. But in the commandments of God, He commanded the light of knowledge.
In
the knowledge of glory of God. Before Christ. And that treasure. A vessel of clay, the much power that will come from God,
and
not from us. Broken men, all commandments of Satan. Yes.
Bible says
in Ephesians 6, the verse 12,
our
fight is not flesh and blood, but
we
fight with principalities, rulers of the darkness, darkness of ignorance, and the powers of darkness. Broken commandments.
He
ruled the world in the darkness. The darkness of
ignorance.
God commanded light to shine.
Light
of the word.
It
shined.
It
understood.
The horns
in the fire.
Zechariah
chapter 1. Verse 18. Up to 21.
Allow
anyone lift a head to heaven. We have exceeded them. We
see
them and we lift them. And we
greet
the Jerusalem city.
Amen.
Broken commands of devils they pull on the entire world. The Son of God alone has the power that breaks commands of Satan. Because Bible says the
world
is in the hand of the wicked. And the Son of God appears. He must wisdom and understanding. Have you seen?
He walks
destroying the works of the evil. Even that
is
been destroyed. Works of the evil of ignorance. Yes. No more rules over us. The evil Satan. We are in the kingdom of his beloved Son. The kingdom of light. Light of knowledge. Light of the vision, light of revelation, light of eternal life. Glory and honor be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We give Him glory and honor, even for His angels who minister towards us, and all the creations who minister under the sun. Where is the moon, the sun and the stars, the animals, insects, the birds, the fish, the plants,
who will
serve the children of men, command of God. As
you
speak Romans 8, the verse 18 downwards, nations were put under to
subject
command, not by their will, but the one who commanded us created man. In the Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 31, that let us make man in our image.
He
rules over the sea. All we are given of the sea and of the world are to a human being.
In
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 16 downwards, you are given to the heathens. We thank Him, the Father. Thank you for creations who serve us and they obeyed you. We do try to obey. But since you put the sun to give light, up to now it moves on to shine. Many years, its light is never black.
Which
you made us light to the nations. We promise you never to put it out. Yes. Light of knowledge. Light every place. Your glory be manifest. As said in Matthew 5, we give you all the praise.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus, my Holy Spirit has empowered us. I request you sit down in your seat. You can sit down in your chair. Prove that your book, you have it with yourself. Your pen is working very well. The Bible, you didn't bring another, which can trouble you to understand. Now you bring prepare the three books of the Holy Spirit. Yourself, the inner man. And prepare your heart. Even your mind. That him, the Holy Spirit, can write there. Fulfill 2 Corinthians chapter
3.
From verse 1 up to 6. That makes you an epistle we minister through. Which is going to read by all nations where we are going for the ministry.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We move to glorify God for the good time He's added us in His presence. And we want to move on with the
6th
standard strategy of God on fulfilling His worldwide promised call. And He has called we all nations. We work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth. In that work, it is the revival and restoration of all things in heavens and earth.
It
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As God spoke in His prophets who were there from the beginning, it's the Old and the New Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we've come seeing this strategy, the 6th standard strategy of God of revealing His worldwide promised call. And this strategy is known as the harvesters of human spirits. As they get them from this earth, to take them back to heaven, to save them from hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we've come reading in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 to 38, praise Jesus much.
And
we as harvesters of spirits of children of men, to get them from this world, take them back to heaven. We work under the two Godly heavenly governments on the earth. Yes.
Government is
those governments always introduce them that you never forget them. Because them alone put us in order in the ministry towards God. To prove that our God is not of confusion. But is of order and decency in all His churches. As
He
says in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
verse
33 and verse 40.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Government isuka,
and the first government
that
most God explained,
government ya katunde yo muguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth, which is responsible to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth. And that the counsel of God who is in heaven,
it
is established on the earth. The government which was promised that the child, the Lord Jesus, as
He
was born to us, and He was given us, it has to begin immediate. And it increases. According to Isaiah chapter 9, verse
6,
to enter verse
7.
Never since the Lord Jesus was born, 2022 years before, that government would was meant to start. That's why in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, even Luke chapter
11,
in the verse
2,
He told us, we pray like this:
Our
Father in heaven, allow us be your name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. So we are meant to begin put the heavenly government on the earth, that it can prove that things done in heaven they are done on the earth. In the other way, and to move prove that the counsel of God in heaven, it is established on the earth.
Heavens.
Then it rules on the earth. According to those in Job 38, verse 33. So we thank the Lord that God is heavenly government on the earth. Come study about it many things. We began study of 8 departments which make up God's heavenly governments on the earth. After we shall finish them, we shall handle the second government, the central government, God's government in the governments of the world.
They
are reconciled governments of the world
with
God's heavenly government which works within church. To know responsibility of God's heavenly government which works in the church, even church to understand responsibilities of governments of the world, they have the reconciliation. Yes. And still this government, the central government, God's government and the governments of the world, we shall see that it has departments which are just like those of the world, to be able to guide governments of the world, and to prove to them that God rules 99% in their governments. As they promised in Daniel chapter 4, verse 24-26.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we shall know many things about it. But in this time on,
we
move on to conclude the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. Spirit, see that things done in heaven that done on earth, and to see counsel of God in heaven, it is done on the earth.
So we
who register in this time to work in this department,
as we department, first
department of the Holy Church of God on the earth, we saw the second department of the deacons and the bishops. We saw the third department, judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth. We saw the fourth department, elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth, as their responsibilities are. We saw the fifth department, our brethren, the musicians, those who lead us in the worship and praise of God in spirit and truth. And we saw the sixth department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth. And we saw the seventh department, department of the holy angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, in the seven groups.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we are still on this eighth department of God's heavenly government of the earth, department of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth. We've come study much about him. And if he's not led us, we don't appear children of God, we are not a church of God. In Romans 8 verse 14 he says, those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So in that way, we read much as we introduced this department, but we reached on the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God and their responsibilities.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
already started the first division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, division of the Spirit of wisdom of God,
responsible
of the wisdom that in the Word of God to interpret and to explain the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We started that with you.
We read
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 1. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1. One with wisdom must be able to interpret the words of God. Now we went to the second division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
It's
vision of spirit of understanding of God. Yes. Who handles the rhythm or the order or the principle of preaching and teaching the word of God to reaching into understanding? And we saw Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 27 that it joins a word to a word. Where we ended, understood there appears 2, 4 and above commands,
2,
4 and above verses from the New and the Old Testament to bring understanding. According to that, we saw Isaiah 28, verse 9 and 10, even the verse
14.
The many others were able to see. In this time, we move on to conclude the third division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Division
of the Spirit of Counsel of God.
Yes,
the Spirit of Counsel of God.
Who
we saw is the spirit of times and seasons, the spirit of measurements and the scales, the spirit of prophecy, the spirit to show us God who was, who is, and who is going to be.
And
the Spirit shows us things which were, those which are, even those going to come. We are right on the third part as we study about Him. Praise Jesus much.
We read
this in Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5. We saw the seven spirits of God. In Revelation 5 verse 6,
and
they told us those are ones sent in the whole earth. But in Isaiah chapter 11 verse
2,
we are showed that these seven spirits,
it's
where there is the spirit of counsel of God, praise Jesus much.
I know Vunai's work we have to
work a responsibility on both things we've spoken about.
And
there appear five that is responsible of the first that we got explained of last time. We saw responsible over times and season of all things in the entire heavens and all the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens. That's how we started according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and the many other scriptures. And we went to the second point. Praise Jesus much. We saw the spirit of counsel of God.
He's
responsible over measurements and the scales of all things in the entire heavens and the earth, entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Praise Jesus much. We remained with three responsibilities, those we want to conclude today. Praise Jesus much. The third responsibility was that
He
is the spirit of prophecy.
He
is the spirit of prophecy of all the scriptures which speak of the entire heavens and earth and the new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end. So we want to see that point. And then we move on to the fourth and the fifth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So when it's called the spirit of prophecy, still is moved in the times and seasons. And still is moved in the measurements and the scales.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've said it's the spirit of prophecy. The prophecy of all the scriptures. The holy book of God, the Bible.
Speak
of all things in the heavens and all the earth. Those above all the heavens, in the new heavens and the new earth, right at the beginning and the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we want to begin right from there, and then we understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
As we first heard in Proverbs chapter 21, the verse 30, and God says like this. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30.
Tewali magezi ne wankubadde okutegeera ne wankubadde okuteesa ku Mukama.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes.
Tewali magezi.
There is no wisdom.
Tewali kutegeera.
There is no understanding.
Tewali kuteesa.
And there is no counsel against God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now most things God took counsel of. All of them he wrote them down in his book, the Bible. And they came. And they were passed through spirit of counsel of God. To be able to proclaim.
For
giving prophecy it to proclaim or declare the things. The exact which were those which are and those which are to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes.
He took counsel and he finished. All is counseled. It was gathered in this book, the Bible. That's why we told Moses in the Isaiah 34. In the verse 16. That we seek in the book of the Lord. Because we want to seek for the counsel of God. Let's read, we see. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa kange kekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikunganyizza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it. And his spirit has gathered them. Yes. Now the entire counsel of God which never changed. They are the holy scriptures. They were written in the holy book of God. The holy Bible. Those who seek for counsel of God, we seek for guidance of God in the things which were, in the things which are, even those going to come, as they were proclaimed, what we call prophecy. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And it ends up saying that if you seek for the counsel of God, all the scriptures, they have the inspiration. They have the counsel of God, but
the
inspiration is the same with counsel. Yes. Many people seek for the counsel of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he said in the 2nd Timothy, chapter 3, all scriptures have the inspiration of God. Yes.
Timoseo echio kubile sule yokusatu. Nolu njiri urekumi no mukaga.
2nd Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16.
Bulichia wandikiwa, chilino kurungamia kwa katonda. Era chigasa uroku igirizanga, uroku ninyanga. Urokutereza anga,
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse
17.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes. All the scriptures have the inspiration of God, the counsel of God. Because we go to seek for counsel of God, we seek the inspiration of God. But that inspiration of God, we have to. Someone said that God, that this season, that before you came down and you ate human beings.
And you
scriptures speak how it was in those eras before. Yes. They proclaim how things were. They proclaim how they meant to be. They proclaim how they are going to be. That is what they call prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
So
if scripture have inspiration of God, they have the counsel of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. As we have heard, right from where we've read above, Proverbs 21 verse 30, that there is no wisdom, there is no understanding, no counsel against God. And when two counsel is finished, and all is counsel, he put it in the book, the Bible. According to what we've heard, Isaiah 34 verse 16, that seek in the book of the Lord and read, none shall lack its meat, because his mouth is what commanded, and his spirit gathered.
His
mouth released the counsel, his counsel, and the spirit gathered it, and
it passed
through the spirit of counsel of God, and we
were
able to be able to proclaim things which were, proclaim things moving on today, even those going to come. It is to say that is the prophecy.
And
as we've seen 2 Timothy chapter 3,
in
the verse 16, all scriptures have inspiration of God. They have the counsel of God. And in that way, they profit for doctrine. Yes. If you want to teach the counsel of God, just as they were, as they have to be, as they will be forever, you have to come back in scriptures.
For
they are ones who proclaim all things of God and his works which were, which are, even those going to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right there, I've been able to teach people, the children of God,
and
you've not departed from spirit of counsel of God,
and
you've not moved out of the guidance of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you've spoken the inspiration of God. For
you
say prophets for reproof.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Don't
you seek for counsel of God? When you reach, he say what you did, they are not there.
If
you're all wrong, you're going to destroy you. Then it means they show where you're heading to. According to what you've decided to do, you are going to perish. They proclaim that to you. They show what you are onto now, that where it heads on to, it's going to destroy you and they chasten you. And now they correct you. They show you where you head to when you've gotten aligned. If you share that instruction in righteousness, but also seek for counsel of God before you go in dreams.
It's
already filled up in the book, the Bible, to tell you things which were, for they were proclaimed already. They were given prophecy.
People
say, let me go, they give me prophecy.
Gumba gubawo bunabi.
Yet they won't give prophecy.
You
have to give them the counsel of God. The inspiration of God. And they can give it to them. And they show them things which were according to things which were and people who moved then to reach heaven. They were like this. If you move like that in error, according to things which are today you do, you're going to be destroyed ahead. We usually look for prophecies. But prophecy, not yet understood, is the inspiration of God. Already he put in the scriptures. Now before you go into dreaming, that you hear the voice of God, and you hear the counsel of God, you hear the inspiration of God. God proclaimed already everything. Already gave prophecy on your entire life.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he ended, said, do not subtract, do not add in them. For that counsel is very great. These are my thoughts which exceed yours.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. So in the way like that, all these scriptures, they were passed through the spirit of counsel of God. And they appeared the spirit of prophecy.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. And they were able to proclaim things which were, things which are, even those going to come.
Both
the entire heavens and earth which are,
even
entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end.
So,
there is nothing, nowhere else you'll seek any other prophecy. As the scriptures. And one who gives you prophecy, you tell him that you tell me where is it written. Even that who gives you dream and the vision, or to hear the voice of God,
you
must get back in the Bible. Everything speaks, they proclaimed it in already. You think God would have said, do not add in them, yet he was meant to add on them. Is that possible?
And
God was meant to add on them, and then he said, do not add on them.
Now,
what would have given us after what, where would have put them? It means what he gives us next when he said, do not add, already they are within the book. And he keeps reminding them to us
and
teach them to us, we understand them. Yes. That's why you see in John chapter 14 verse 26 he speaks and he says this. John chapter 14 verse 26.
Naye omubezi omoyo mutukuvu kitange gwali tumamulinya lyange oyali bayigiriza byonna era ali bajjukiza byonna byennabagamba.
But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Yes. All as they are, he will teach them and remind them to you. He will not add on them. No.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. And when they tell him John chapter 16, he said, he will not speak what he wants, but what he hears from the Father. Already written in the book of the Lord. That the Spirit would have come and say, according how I think, you do like this.
As
goes to the Father, what he put in his book, and they are different.
And
the Spirit will not speak what he wants, but what he hears from the Father. For what is of the Father is of the Son. There are ones he will give us,
the
ones which are in the book of God found in heaven.
You can read John chapter 16
from verse 12.
You
enter verse 15. Understand what I'm about to tell you. That there is no new thing which is proclaimed. Nothing given prophecy and it's new prophecy. Everything is in the Bible. All scriptures are the spirit of prophecy. When we speak of spirit of prophecy, speak of spirit of counsel of God, the spirit of the guidance, inspiration of God. If you go, you've gone to a prophet. And they cannot give you the inspiration of God. They have not given you the counsel of God. And they do not have the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of counsel of God. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That's why you have met many problems. And that the Lord said, take the salt and squeeze it in the night, you get the blessing.
Yes,
things which cause you to be given a blessing is left in the Bible.
He
told me Deuteronomy 28 in the verse 1 downwards.
You come
first, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, keep His commandments, law and the judgments, all these blessings will follow you. When you reach to and you squeeze salt, first, if you will take this holy water, even curses have things they follow up. If you read Deuteronomy 28, the verse 14 downwards, if you will diligently not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to keep His commandments, laws, and the judgments, all of these curses will follow you. I've never seen people working for curses except refuse to hear the voice of God, not to do what He commands. And curses just come by themselves. Yet, blessings, I see you struggle much. And they say you suffer them. The commands speak of something different. The voice of God speaks of something different. Indeed, you have sought for blessings. Yet what you don't ask yourself, when did you ever seek for curses? Are we together? Let us converse together that the brains will be calmed down. Ask your brethren, but you seek for blessings, but curses which trouble you, when did you seek for them? What did you do which drew all curses to come your way? Get out of those ways and you see that it will ever come back to you. When I read Bible, it tells me, be diligent to hear the voice of the Lord your God, which is in His word. Even angels fulfill His commandment as they hear the voice of His word. If I diligently hear the voice of His
words,
I keep commandments, laws, and judgments, His blessings will come my way. They come, I don't seek for them. But we are in the mountains, we are in the valleys, we seek for blessings. Curses, when did we ever seek for them?
You prepare
the platform of curses and they saw it and they came by themselves.
Mm.
Yes. Who kneeled down to call for them? Who fasts for them to come their way? Yet you fasted for blessings. They tell you that way you've made is wrong. You go hearken to the voice of the Lord, passing through His word, and you see how blessings come your way, and you've not hunted for them. But you converse together, tell them indeed you hunted for blessings. Speak them the way you hunted for blessings.
n'ojivunika akasozi n'okirira
ebiwonvu. And you moved mountains to the valleys.
N'ojinonya emisana
n'ekiro. And you sought them day and night.
Morning glory.
In the morning glory service.
Lunch hour.
Lunch hour service.
Evening glory.
Evening glory.
Overnight.
Overnight. Blessings as if they are what? And you hunt for them. But let me bring you back here. That if you know that the spirit of counsel of God is the spirit of prophecy of the Holy Spirit. Scriptures
in
the holy book of God, the Bible, that what we call spirit of prophecy, it's the spirit who proclaimed before. And he told you things which were those of God and his works with his creations. And he tells you things which are today of God, his works and his creations. And he tells you things to come. God and his works and his creations. Everything he spoke and proclaimed it. And if we come back in the scriptures, we can get a prophecy without going to any person, give it to us.
When
the even scriptures I read, and they tell me, let's read here. Let's read you here what it tells you. Ephesians 2 verse 10. It already told you. It says like this. Ephesians chapter 2 in the verse 10.
Kubanga fe tuli mulimu gwe abatonderwa mu Kristo Yesu olw'ebikolwa ebirungi Katonda bye yasooka kuteekateeka fe okubitambulirangamu.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes. We are God's workmanship, created already in the Christ unto good works, that God ordained or moved by them. Ask yourself. Scripture said that there are things they ordained you that you moved by them today. The question is, you are into what?
Examine
yourself, come down here and they show you afresh this prophecy you've gotten it, that you walk wrongly. That's why you've not moved in things that God wants. You are in trials. After it will finish,
you
enter in the things God prepared for you.
In the time,
I read 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, I get prophecy on my life that the holy power of God gave me all that I need.
Now,
it's me who examine myself. The power which gave me already,
what
gave me, where are they? Why don't I reach them? Now I go to prophets. Tells me, I see God give you a
cup.
The Bible tells me I was already given it. Prophecy, the Bible says you already given it.
That
the power which gave you is already there.
You
already be there with here. 2 Peter 1:3.
According
as his holy power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. Yes.
What
is it now? The holy power gave us already things of this life. Why don't you have that? The reason if you have to use in this life, the first thing. Yet, what you use in this life is no counsel of God. They are not being given you now. The second, you use in serving God. The third, you be ready to understand him with his glory. That is the fourth. Four reasons why you are given. The power prepared everything is on this earth. There is no car we ask and it comes down from heaven. There is no land. Neither women or husbands, men.
Ask
God in heaven and cause him descend from heaven down to the earth. Now prophecy of the Bible, the Holy Scripture, the spirit of prophecy,
he
told you already. Even blessings, he says, no. Maybe the blessing of the tithes and the offering, even the pledge and the thanksgiving and the help, but your blessing as you, it's already there. The scripture is proclaimed already, but they told you one thing, that be diligent to hearken to his voice, then they come your way. They come themselves reach you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
The time I read Ephesians 1 and the verse 3, something tell me on the blessing. Yes. We first here, we understand. Let's read, we see.
Ephesians chapter 1
verse 3.
Yebazwe katonda chitaye wa mkama wafe Yesu Kristo. Yatuwa uli mkisa gona ogomo yo. Mwifebio mguru, mkristo.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Yes. The great request prepared the blessing we move by. He gave blessings of all form. You want a blessing, go where? To get what? All he gave it. The trouble came from where? Deuteronomy 28. You see, the inspiration of God, the counsel of God, prophecy of God on your life. That you stagger, you look for blessings. But let me tell you, child, blessings are already there. I gave them to you. There's something which has hindered them get close to you. Every blessing, he gave every blessing. Everything you feel is a blessing. He gave it to us. Before he sent us on this world, and we are in the heavenly places, before
he
brought anything on this world, and as we came, we brought nothing because already he had given it on the earth.
Amen.
Omusumba wange, Benjamin.
We brought nothing because all blessings we are already put here.
Amen.
What
you have to do is one thing. Be diligent, hearken to his voice. You see how they will not come towards you, those he prepared here. What he prepared here? Attached on a magnet of a blessing on you. And it has powers called favor. Satan used you over every stubbornness and all power to draw your things finished. Now you come to align yourself, repent, hear a voice of God, and come your way. Let's read, we see. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujjamu kintu.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. We brought nothing. And what, why would we have brought them again? When all of them are prepared on this earth. What it is? He sent us with all blessings. The blessing is a magnet attached on your life, on your spirit, and it's filled powers called favor. And everything God prepared on this earth. That's why you came with nothing here. Yes. Even clothing, you came naked without clothing. For they are on this world. Even the body, you didn't bring it. You found it in the womb of your mother. Prepared it from there. You think, what did he not prepare here?
Just
we lack right through prophecy. We stop moving places.
I would,
I've read much you hear. And you wonder. Wonder what is called prophecy in the midst of the world.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
You get surprised me.
I am getting surprised every day of my life. That's why I sit down, I just look at this. I wonder in the things and this world. Almost as if you wish to request get back in heaven. Why did you bring things of heaven on the earth? And you would not get with anything. For even in heaven, there are its own preparations there. Its blessings are right there. But that too, I think we shall study about it. Just as it, we put it aside. The prophecy of our lives all day. It's the word of God.
Amen.
There is nothing.
People
deceive you. Scriptures already spoke about it. Deuteronomy says, no.
If
there appear a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and give you a sign of a miracle, and it happens, and they draw you, take you to worship other gods, do not follow them. God, they have fed you food and you drink. Where have they gotten it? That which God already put what new have they done? That they get you depart from the Lord who put the things there. That because they have proclaimed that it has happened and they cause you worship that which is not God. What happened is that God prepared to be there.
Just
fact, him remain holding our God.
Amen.
And not to take him from us because you proclaimed food and it's come. Those
we
are already given us. Are we together? That cannot take us from God because you spoke and it happened.
Prophets
already came and spoke how it will happen my way there in the Bible.
It,
you are sent to be a messenger reminding me. By the Holy Spirit, you are an ambassador. You remind me by the Holy Spirit. Come, you take me away from the one who already spoke that to me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But before we read Deuteronomy, you can write it down. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 to 6. You will read it. Even if it's a dreamer that a prophet, and they speak a certain miracle your way, and it happens, yet they take you worship other gods, those you've never known. You stone that person and it dies.
But
right now we have the stone, it's Jesus. The word of God. We no more hold physical stones. Praise Jesus,
man.
And they say, for it's your brother. And they take you from the God of truth. No. In those days, they said it was you to first stone that person. But we have the chief cornerstone. It is Jesus Christ. It's the word of God. This one we preach you to you. And you get aligned. Those not aligned, and it appears judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
But as we read in Revelation chapter 19 verse 10, that the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. That testimony are the entire scriptures. No way
you
tell us you brought prophecy that it is brand new. Maybe when in you are angels who need to be cast, all those who call themselves apostles who have brought another gospel. Let us read, we see.
okubikulisula ya 19 n'olinyore 10
Revelation chapter 19 verse 10
nevunama maso gebigere ebye okusinza nangamatira batokola bwotyo ndi muddumu nno era wombaganda bo abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu sinza Katonda kubanga obujulirwa bwa Yesu gwe moyo gwobo nabbi.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, you do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes.
Angels say,
worship God, do not depart from the Lord. I serve with those who have the testimony of Christ. Worship God. For the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy.
The angel
has brought revelation, a special prophecy. Said, no, there's nothing you have done here. These have given you, it's the testimony of Christ. It's the spirit of prophecy who proclaimed all this. Worship God. Me, have nothing much I've done.
Yes,
me, I'm just your fellow servant.
But
because they have spoken a prophecy. My God.
Now,
this gives you a difference between prophecy and divination.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
diviners, there are many in the whole world.
And
they are hidden in the church of Jesus. And they are worshipped.
But
angel Gabriel, messenger of the word of God, of the Holy Scriptures, he told Apostle John, things of worshipping me, stop them.
Me,
I am your fellow servants. Those with the testimony of Christ. Worship God. For the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy.
That
testimony, they are the Holy Scriptures. They were already written. What they call scriptures is something which was written before you existed.
Amen.
Scriptures. That is the scripture.
Wow.
They have not been called things written. But scriptures, things which are written. Let us read in things which have been written. But we
said
we read in the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
They were written to tell you today, even tomorrow. For they preached to those who were there before. They were born when the scriptures were there. You know scriptures, so you see them.
But the Gabriel
tell Prophet Daniel, I want to show you what is noted in the scriptures of truth.
If
angels were created, when they two call them scriptures and they are there.
Amen.
Yes. Angels
two
call them scriptures, they found them there.
Amen.
We found them, they are written scriptures, noted in the scriptures of truth in heaven.
You
first read me Daniel.
Daniel chapter 10, verse
20.
Nalyo kayogera nti omanyi kyenfudde nkijja gy'oli, ne kakano naddayo okulwana n'omulangira Operusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you, and now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse
21. Sa siwali alikuluyi lwange okulwanyi saabo. Wabula Mikaeli omulangira wamwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael, your prince.
Yeah, never mind.
They say, I'm going to show you what's noted in the scriptures of truth. No one on my side said Michael knows them. Them two met when they have been written down. That is why you see these scriptures have remained the spirit of prophecy. There is even angels who are created when the book of God is already there and he proclaimed already and already gave prophecy. I don't know what you call prophecy on the world,
but
divination is what you call prophecy. Divination made done by demons. Demons. Fallen angels of Satan. They are speaking about food, clothing, houses, cars. Have we then gotten prophecy? But as he told us in Revelation chapter 19 in the verse 10, that the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. That testimony, they are the Holy Spirit, which testify things of Jesus. So things testify about me. They testify the way he was and what he did then. How he is. How he works. How he will be. What he will do then. It is to testify of that one. Yes. They have said a testimony. Testimony of Christ. The spirit of prophecy. And the testimony is the scriptures. They explain his. His are of the entire heavens and the earth. Let's first read John chapter 5, I show you. John chapter 5, verse 39.
Muno nyambia wandikibwa, kubanga mwe mulo wozanti mubyo, mulino bula mubuta kwao. Nebyo byebitegeze byange.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me. Yes. They testify of his things. They testify of him. Do you know things of Jesus? Things of heavens and earth. Even above of the Father, they are his, above the heavens. The new heavens.
Because
I want to testify things of his Father. Maybe we narrow or we enlarge.
When we enlarge,
we're going to study one of the 3 points.
And
speak things of Jesus, the scriptures, you know them. Bible says, in him there are visible and invisible things. All those speak of them. After scripture speaks things of Jesus, they speak of the heaven and earth, visible and invisible. After they go speak things of his Father, above all the heavens, the new heaven and the new earth, and the beginning and the end, and they speak well everything. Let's go there, get more explained. Colossians chapter
1,
verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14.
Nti mwetubelela nokununulwa kwe kusonyiwa kwe bibi byaffe.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 15.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Verse 16.
For
by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things we are created by him and for him. Yes. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14 to 16. All things of the heavens and all the earth, they are His. They are of Jesus. Visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions. Now when they say, in Revelation chapter 19 verse 10, that the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy, that testimony, they are the scriptures of truth.
That
read in John chapter 5 verse 39. And he said that the Holy Scriptures testify things of Him. Wanted to look into things of Him. We found ourselves in things of the entire heavens and all the earth. They are His.
Means
scriptures explain everything in there.
Amen.
And explain the way of things which were, things which are right now moving on, even those going to come. Now, what prophecy do you want else beyond that? And after he tells us, even of his father, found above all the heavens, they too are his. It means a pass through. And they go explain things of there. Something they move to understand. When they say this person has the spirit of prophecy, they speak of something and it is big. When you call prophet or seer, then they see you must have a lot of scriptures, because they are ones which see much. Scriptures they see. How did you become a seer when you do not have them? I don't want much to go there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. Right? There it can grow.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow.
I did want us, there are many secrets. Teaching priests about be risen in the midst. They will finish up the details. But it's where you reach. And you feel the spirit is digging deeper. Scripture speak of things of Jesus. Understand things of Jesus are the ones in the heavens and earth.
But
I say even of his fathers, they are his. Those of his father, we study him is above all the heavens. There we find it, a new heavens and the new earth. In the beginning and the end.
Even
things there, the scriptures speak them. Yes. Let's read in the John. Let's repeat it, John chapter
16.
John chapter 16 from verse
12.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13.
Nebu ali joyo moyo wa mazima, anabalunga mianga mazima gonna. Kubanga tayogere nga kubuweka. Na hivyo nabi anauliranga, bianayogeranga ye. Anababuliranga ebigendo kuja.
But when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. Verse 14.
Oyana angulumiza nganze.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Verse
15.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Yes. If scripture can speak things of Christ, then they speak those of the Father.
The
Father where we find him.
Ephesians
4 verse 6. Above all the heavens. But scripture still speak about there. They still proclaim.
They
still prophesy that there is this and that. Find someone say that in your house I see a table there. I am giving a prophecy. It must be there even in normal sense. Every house there is a table. But we want to speak of prophecy which show us things which are above the heavens. We want to go beyond the things of jokes within the Lord. We go into real prophecy. Let's leave things of divination.
Even
demons can pass through your house, see everything there, and they possess that diviner. And they begin to speak everything in your house. Does it still speak
God?
I want them to tell me things which are above. And we understand how spirit of prophecy has come. God can tell you things in your house.
But
those in his house, he cannot tell them to us. For what house shall we build for him? Heaven is his throne, earth is his footstool. Things in his house,
he
cannot tell them to us. How can he tell us those in our house?
Hallelujah.
But as you've written Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6, God is above all the heavens, above all things. That is the Father himself. Even things above all the heavens, them too are of Jesus. The scriptures are ones which explain them. Scriptures I want to tell you now
that
heaven and earth which are when they will pass away, and we see the new heavens and the new earth. They already showed us. They proclaimed already that there is a new heaven and a new earth. That today when you take away heaven and the earth which are, you can see the new heavens and the new earth.
Now,
they began already to show you. They proclaimed already. Revelation 21 verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Yes. He said to be able to see the entire new heaven and the new earth. Heavens and earth which are passed away. Right now we see they are there. Heaven and earth, we see they are there. Yet already when the prophecy proclaimed that they passed away.
It's what
see the entire new heaven and new earth. It is on the heaven and the earth which is today. It's passing away. We shall enter the new heavens and the new earth. Right there I've said, as someone said, in this year you will build. That is very small. But in those days, heaven and earth when they will pass away, we are going in the new heaven and the new earth.
Amen.
Me first, show me things where we are going.
Before you
tell me things of food, for those are mere blessings just given me. I brought nothing as I came from heaven.
And
I will go back, I will take nothing.
I
still preach me things of food. Tell me where I am going. Scripture show you how you're going to go to hell by your evil acts, and they tell you the wild acts right there. Prophecy like that, what else do you want? And it warns you. And I wonder much. Those they call churches of diviners. Yes, indeed they are diviners. But what, do not divination is not prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Divination is done by demons. Prophecy is by the Spirit of God.
So
you can find the prophets. The one they say is a prophet degeneration. And you tell him, according to the spirit of prophecy, this is where you are going. I heard heaven and earth are going to be burnt with fire and they pass away. Where are we going to be else? You see there and you tell me. I have seen diviners of this world. They call themselves prophets. The Bible and things they spoke. Look in your Bible. Look in there and see. Look at great words of the prophets.
Man.
Do you have a prophet? Do you have a prophet in the world? You compare. You say you have a prophet. This is your prophecy in the Bible. Prophets and apostles. You have apostles on this world. You look at the New Testament. You check, see the prophets, apostles. There. Look at the apostles.
There are
things you look in the world, you get surprised. You see where you sit, you wonder. That blessed apple. Where do you see a prophet speak of prophet blessed apple in the Bible? Look to that, your prophet. That prophet Kakande. Compare, get the Bible. Get another way like him in those who worked like him now. Look, things of understanding of the prophets in the Bible. In the counsel of God. Compare with that your prophet. Get prophet Isaiah. Why give you Isaiah? Get who?
Obadiah.
Get that your prophet to speak. Compare him with prophet Obadiah. In speaking great things. Go to apostles. Get just the letter of Philemon. Yes. Oh, Jude. You see the apostle. Man. You bring. I call them what? You bring those people, you say, servants of God. You compare with the servants in the Bible. You know, there are a few servants of the living God. Very, very few. That is servant of God.
And
shame is no one he looks alike in the Bible. He's himself. After he said, we are planted foundation of apostles and prophets. You
say,
you look like which prophet? Because this prophet, apostle Peter is a real apostle. He even has prophecy is a prophet. He told you, heaven and earth, when they have passed away, we go in the new heavens. That is the prophet he proclaims.
Amen.
But those which are here, even hell, they don't know where it is. You wonder. Just as I get surprised. That's why in the days of the John of Heaven, mostly the first year of 2005, I was not passing in the humans. I hid in the forest. I saw humans are very hard and they're hypocrites.
nga olabira ddala abeeyita abatukuvu nga
bakuusa servants of God.
Naye nga tebanagwadde gwe bafaanana mu
Bible.
So nga ate bano byakulabyako
bya. These are our examples.
Nga n'ekigambibwa kigambibwa.
What is said is said.
Ekisinga obunywevu.
What is more sure?
Ekigambo ky'obukyabannabbi.
The word of the prophets.
Kinywevu nnyo.
That is so sure. Hold on that.
Bano abajja temusooka beekwatako.
This will come down. Hold on them.
Oyinza okutya. Katusomeko wano tulabe.
Apostle Peter tells us what?
Baluya Petero eyokubide sura yokusatu nolinyore 12.
2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 12.
Ngamusubira ngamwegomba nnyo olunakulwa Katonda okutuuka. Olulisanusa eggulu ngalyokebwa. Nebintu ebyobutonde nebisebengerera olw'omuliro mungi.
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, in which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the element shall melt with fervent heat. Yes.
It's
to that day of the Lord. Heaven is going to be melted with the fire, and the earth and the things in it. The one of Jehovah come up. You're going to live forever in the paradise of God on the earth. After they have dissolved, melted with fire, paradise will be where on this earth?
And you
wonder that is a religion on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Others, the heaven is around in dimension, you are rotated around. Those are called who? Mormons. Branham. That you rotate here. Now, it will be melted with fire. Where we do rotate to enter it. Right there, you ask a prophet. I have heard. Tell me, I have rats in my house. That is true. Now let's leave things of food, eatings, and things of the world. I want you to give me a prophecy. I
had
heaven and earth which are to pass away, melt with fire. Where else are we going to go? You make a phone call to your God you called before. He tells us the answer. You hear God begin to struggle. Understand it's not God who created heaven and earth. Satan entered and stole everything, killed everything of life. We are here in India that we are in prophecy. Yet it is divination. Let's finish here.
Petero ekyokubiri sura yokusatu n'olunyiro 13.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13.
Nti naye nga bwe yasuubiza, tusuubira eggulu erijja n'ensi empya obutuukirivu mwe butuula.
Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth in which dwells righteousness. We do say, we hope of a new heaven which was proclaimed. They gave prophecy that it will be there. He writes as we hope for it. The fellow prophet went, he saw it.
Then
we first read Revelation 21. Verse 1.
He said,
I saw it. After this world will pass away, the heavens with ease and his
mounts.
Heaven, the new earth there above the heavens. What is there? So Peter is saying, right, yes, only is only there.
Amen.
And they explain you things there. And you see a prophet. Brethren. As I conclude in the summary, I may not finish all well, but our God, all things spoken about him, he first came in the scroll written about him. It's written about him, everything concerning him. As he was, and what were there where he was, as he is, and what is. As is going to come,
it,
what will be there? Everything.
Even a dot.
Whether or not he spoke about it. He reached to say,
because this
is though they make a new creation. Don't waste your time. Yes. Prophecy already spoke. If I see you join up and you make a cut at the same time a go, a cow. Yes.
It's nothing much.
Prophecy said you will be foolish to that extent. Nothing new you can speak of.
All
goodness be done in Bible. Since we are proclaimed in the Bible. And all wickedness which is to be done. It was proclaimed, he
says.
You're going to do this in those days.
And
what they call spirit of prophecy. Differs with the spirit of divination. Divination is done by demons. And they don't speak beyond the usual food.
Speaks
of the things God already gave us. What we need to eat. And to use.
Yeah,
those who say, won't we get the prophecy? All this we have been is the prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5.
Ngajja mu nsi kyava yogera nti saddaka n'ebiweebwayo tewabyagala naye wanteekerateekera omubiri.
Therefore, when he came into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you desired not, but a body have you prepared me. Verse
6.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have had no pleasure.
Verse 7.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. To do your will, O God.
Yes.
The volume of the book spoke about him.
So
the Holy Scriptures is the spirit of prophecy indeed. Who speaks of our God the way he was, the way he has to be, and the way he will be, and what will be there. Those which are today were spoken before. Even small note on your life as an individual. First, knows how you sit, how you rise up, how you sleep, how you awake, and where you go. Everything is in the
Spirit.
Comes to happen on you, it wasn't written. And they didn't show you why it happens on your life. Diviners, what they first did. Demons which pervert you from the faith. Which come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
They showed
prophecy is something which falleth down just. And it's not in the word of God. Yes. They showed it's a rema word. It's not in the Bible. It's just fallen there. Now there, what it tells whether we're not written, let's go, is given a prophecy. Right, there was a very big problem. Praise Jesus much. As I say in the Acts chapter 16, every time differentiate between divination from prophecy. Because prophecy, it moves within the scriptures, the scriptures of truth, in the holy book of God, the Bible, and divination of the demons, the fallen angels of Satan, they speak of food. Eatings and drinkings which finish as we use them.
erazo zibera mukolera aba bazirina sente.
And they are always making money for those who own them.
Let's read
Acts 16 verse 16.
Ebikola batume sura ya 10 na mukaga nolinyirwa 10 na mukaga.
Acts chapter 16 verse 16.
Awulwatuka bwe twali tugenda wali awasabirwanga. Omwala eyaliko daimoni alagula natusanga. Eyafuniranga bakamaabe ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula.
And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain maid possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much gain by so saying. Yes.
Daimoni eragula.
Demon divinating.
Tovola pele tuliba
ragula. That's why we are not diviners.
Tuliba nabi.
We are prophets.
Amen.
Era muri mune mumwe.
And among you there are.
About ye chigambe chonga chinyuma.
Those who are at those that word and it's interesting.
Na inga timanyi makulu.
Yet you do not know its meaning.
Akati notu momwana wo.
And you name your son
divine.
Or your child divine.
Eh? Ola wafuko omulogo.
You see how he become a sorcerer? You have divine. Upon them, demons will come if you don't change their name.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Daimoni era good.
A demon divinating.
Era woka kasanti panai mosi muntuni no.
Upon which you prove you have a big problem in the world. They mind about money. At least they speak everything about you. When they target you, give money. Prophecy targets one thing, you reach in eternal life.
Amen.
And you look and see those who are like prophets and apostles, servants of God. And they say they give prophecy, and they are in things of money. Demons are the ones with them. They are on business. Make money. Let's earn money. You sow the seed. You give.
There is
that much stubbornness. And it is said,
involves
worship of fallen angels who are there in the synagogues of the devils. But the mind, things which are used in life, they are into those things. According to this Colossians, how it says, Colossians chapter 2 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga ko mpeera yammwe mukwewombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika abaagwa ng'anywerera mu ebyo byalaba.
Let no man deceive you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of fallen angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Yes. Rob from you the reward of the eternal life. For the reward of this life. The things God give you. And they falsely humble in the things they never saw.
I see. Your husband.
Bao.
Is having a secret account.
Alinawa account ye chama.
And when you will say it to him.
Erawona chimugamba.
He will give you his secret code.
Ajakuwa secret code ye.
And you bring that man.
Erol the sentence.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
yes, they see. But what do they see? What do they see? Are they like our prophets in the Bible?
Surprise.
Prophets in the Bible and apostles.
Most
things they saw and they were of food. They spoke right there and it finished. It's not a big issue. And they are not written much here. Very few were written on issues of eatings.
On
issues of things of the world. Very few. They wrote on the next life and the way they can guide you to reach into it. Prophecy, it's what most pointed there. Because they knew if they filled the world in you, you will become an enemy of God.
Abakolosai esule yokubi nolinyi lwabiri mu bbiri.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 22.
Ebyo byonna biggwerawo mu kukolebwa okugobereranga ebiragiro n'okuyigiriza kw'abantu,
which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. What they are into? Things which perish as we use them.
Cars,
houses. But where we are going, what do they speak about there? These perish as we use them. They are what they speak to us. But we were moving on
in
the journey where we came from heaven. What can we do to reach there? And what is there that we can prepare ourselves for it?
Well,
things of prophecy are more than food. They are beyond food. They are beyond.
They are
beyond the things used in the world. Let's read here. We see. Colossians chapter 2 verse 23.
Abantu kwe bagunja bokka ne mukwewombeeka ne mukubonyaabonya omubiri nete biriko kye bigasa n'akatono olw'okwegomba okw'omubiri.
Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in self-imposed worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any value to the indulgency of the flesh. Have you heard well?
It's
Colossians chapter 2, verse 18.
He
said they worship fallen angels.
As they all fix this so,
yet fallen angels are ones to show them to them. Now there,
and they
divinate things of eating, which finish as we use them. Those are the things of the world. Have you understood well?
That
they put the way of worship of God. And when you reach there, you say,
it is the presence of the Lord.
There
is the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Yes, boy, bow before the Lord.
Era kakano vuna mira masuka mukama. We kakane, we kakane ko.
Usingana, era choir zibera wa.
The choirs are right there. The choirs are right there displayed. If you pass in religions and you find it close there wrong, garments, you may think they are angels of heaven. Instead of worship of God, they are into idols, images, but they are closed. And in religion you may say, at least yet them in prophecy, they are not even on prophecy. All the scriptures?
What?
Nothing there. But in
humbleness.
And they are singing. And they have their order. They have one who instructs them like that. The Holy Spirit, they took him away. They have one who guide, instruct them in their singing. Like that. And they go on this pace. When you reach here in salvation, and they say, let us change, and they put a disco, and they close the way they want,
right,
as if they praise, as if they worship God. There is the name of Jesus in things they sing. But if you look at the system, it's on things which are used and they finish. All the life is built on that.
That's
why in Deuteronomy 13 they say, whether a dreamer of dreams or a prophet, and they speak a sign of food and it happens,
yet
after they take you from the living God, it's you first stone that person. But people got lost.
And
when they tell them a sign and it happens.
Oh
man. And they worship, this is God.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
They change it, they call him God.
And you say,
now is that something so big? And they take you from God who give you life. And they get riches. As long as you speak and things happen, what has happened? Others divided upon food they never ate.
Or
they did things of cars they never drove. All those we speak them, we say God is going to give you this.
But
most of all, God give you eternal life. We cannot get life which has outlived many years, our spirit, and they get destroyed because of food.
Huh.
And this is the point you have reached now. Yes. Let's read in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 13 from verse 1.
Bwana abanga wakati mugwe nabbi obo mulosi webiroto nakuwa kabonero obe chamagero.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and give you a sign or a wonder.
Olinyoro kubiri.
Verse 2.
Akabonero ako obe chamagero echo. Nechitukirira chiyakugamba konga yogera anti tugobere bakatonda abalala bota amanyanga era tubawerezenga.
And the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke unto you, and he says, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Tuliranga bigambo bya nabbi oyo obo mulosi webiroto oyo. Kubanga mukama katonda wamwe ngabakema okumanyanga mwagala mukama katonda wamwe no mutima gwamwe gonna nememe yamwe yonna.
You shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Yes. You go to a diviner or a prophet who fell. You know, when a prophet falls, he turns into a diviner.
Kubanga when
prophet falls, the spirit of the Lord departs from him, and upon him cometh an evil spirit. As you see King Saul, how he was in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13 downwards. When the Holy Spirit departed from him, an evil spirit came to enter him. And a prophet, when he has fallen, they turn to a diviner. The spirit of the prophecy departs from them. That's of the word of God. And demons divinating things to eat enter him, or things of this world. And it reach give you signs, even wonders. You know, a wonder is something. It has not a beginning. He is not a lame person, but they amputated the leg off and it grows afresh. Now, and they give you those signs, and they happen, yet they take you from God who was, who is, and who is going to be.
It
tells you, do not waste your time. God leaves the finance,
and
they speak things and they happen to test who are those who love him. Who cannot depart from him, who said that we, our God created heaven and earth, and his word, and his Holy Spirit,
will
never depart from them as his word is. Whether you worked with miracles as you say,
hey,
that is the generation we need.
Amen.
And no matter what you do, and if signs they happen, and you take us from God, we do not follow that. Many synagogues now sit in Satan, and
his
demons, the fallen angels, and they move on to do divination. And they bound people in this world very well. You will read Revelation chapter 2, verse
9,
and the verse
13.
There are even some holy ones, and they find
there
in those synagogues, all those churches, all those religions, all in those beliefs, all in that false salvation. They are there. But they say, as long as it divinates, and they don't differentiate divination and prophecy, God rich tell them, I know you are there in the synagogue of Satan.
And
he knows it, you are there. Because knowledge of faith to differentiate. He spoke. And the sign happened. Let him give us the sign of heaven. And it goes beyond this world. Yes.
We want
them send us Angel Gabriel to teach us. You claim you are a prophet. In trouble, don't you think it has come? I
don't
know, say they come possess someone's head. We want him come physical. That's why I'm preparing you for that. They come proclaim to us scriptures as a
spiritual,
as he made Daniel. Yes. As we shall be there, and the congregation passing through, you bring the book we see. The things of prophecy of the Spirit of God, the Holy Scriptures, it differs with divination. Read me Revelation, we finish. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9.
Ntimanyi okubonabona ako n'obwavu bwo naye oli mugagga n'okuvola kwabo abeyita abayudaaya so si bo naye kuŋŋaaniro lya Setaani.
I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Yes. Synagogues of Satan, there are many in the world. See, they began. Apostles, when they are still there. And they are there. There are very many now. My God. But they saw the Holy One was right there. In the synagogue of Satan,
what's
taken if not differentiated between prophecy, the spirit of prophecy of the Holy Scriptures, which are today and those going to come and does not know him and is on divination,
those
use demons to make money get from you, and they preach you things of food. In the last of this life, that God said that you seek for my kingdom, righteousness, I add you those things. You don't need to do much work for those, but I made us do works. Ask them things of the kingdom of God, and you see all the struggle, and they do not know it.
Yet,
the spirit they claim that they are with him to give prophecy, as they say. You ask him. If you cast demons, you cast them with words. He
says,
God gave me power. Oh, fine. How? Which power? Man. Things have gotten hard there. You try to ask them, you will see. out there they don't allow questions to be asked. Let's read verse 13. Revelation chapter 2 verse 13.
Ntimanyi jyotula wali entebe y'obwakabaka eya Setaani era okwata erinnya lyange so teweegaana kukkiriza kwange era ne mu nnaku za Antipa omujulirwa wange omusajja wange omwesigwa eyattibwa ewammwe Setaani w'atuula.
I know your works and where you dwell, even where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast my name, and have not denied my faith, even those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. Yes. There are different sacrifices which happen in such places. The other demons which divinate, they work on the life which is in the blood of humans. And they can make you fast endlessly. As you slim and you finish, that you're breaking and getting contrite of the flesh, that the spirit may grow strong. Who deceives you? The spirit grows with food of the word of God. And it does not grow in height. It grows in understanding. It grows in wisdom. Understanding. Counsel. Power in the word. Knowledge in the word of God. In fear of God to hate evil. Glorify God. That is the way it grows. There is no words. And you have fasted now, the spirit is growing overwards. Now you have fasted, teacher. You come out, you have grown in spirit. And you have increased in height.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
would have spoken much on responsibility, spirit of counsel of God, spirit of prophecy, of the Holy Scriptures. Speak of things in the entire heavens and all the earth. Is the entire new heavens and the new earth was found above all the heavens, the beginning and the end. All things there speak of things which were, which are, and those going to come. Look what they call prophets in our generation, even apostles, and what they speak. Most of them have demons which divinate and the mind of the daily food. We not preached and showed to where we are going. Their prophecy never go beyond food and this world where we are. And they forget. In Mark chapter 8 he says, what can you give in exchange with your life? In what profit? After you've eaten the entire world and you've forfeited your soul,
you
proclaim on things of the world before you show me where I go. Things are failed. I've not understood you, prophets.
Yes,
you've told me on every cars, houses, they are finished. I've eaten, drunk. What is next? For your prophets, what is next? Have you ever asked your prophets that word? That all you will speak them to me. I eat, drink, and do all things. After them, what is next? That we are going to heaven. Fine. How does it appear? Those who go there, how do they look and appear like? Let's start from there.
But all these
30 years you are in that ministry, in the synagogue of Satan, in religions of Satan, beliefs of Satan, the salvation of Satan, there is a fake salvation in the midst there. You are in those things eating. Eating this world. Now after, when all is done, for even your forefathers ate, they are no more there. Even some of our fathers are no more there. Yet them to eat the world. The wisdom of the world says, no matter what you will do, you will only eat leaves from the world. If you eat what you eat, others grow because of the many who come. A rightful prophet would have sought our lives where they are going to. You know, when you look to James chapter
4,
James chapter
4,
verse 4 downwards,
he says,
if you move on, to
fear
in the love lust of this world, we become enemies towards God.
That
demons divinating is what they have done in most churches. Turn children of God into his enemies. Enter them in the lusts of the world. But may God help you all days. And know what is beyond in on the spirit of counsel of God. Studied it concerned of the times and seasons. As the first point was.
Times,
seasons of all things in heaven and earth. Entire new heavens and the new earth found above all the heavens. Times and seasons of eating they are about to finish. Even of cars and houses. We go to which seasons again? And how have we prepared for them? Spirit of counsel of God. Second point is possible on measurements and scales. Of the entire heavens and all the earth. The entire new heavens and new earth. Found above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end. Yet measures of here when they are finished. Have eaten. All have gathered the world eaten. What is next? On measure of the eternal life. Am I written heaven or not? As we are in this third point, the spirit of counsel of God is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy of the Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Book of God, the Bible. Show us things which were, which are, even those going to come.
In
the new heavens and the new earth. In the heaven and the earth and the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. On the day of tomorrow, we shall see the way the spirit of counsel of God show us the God who was, who is, and who is going to be.
It
means one of most points that God
who
never created the heaven and earth, they will never be there. You will know in Mukutambula Mubiro. Understand that the eras which were there before, God was there before heaven and earth were there. He created heaven and earth still is there. Even when heaven and earth pass away, still will be there. All in the midst there who call themselves gods, they do not need to be worshipped, but they will never be there. Today they are there. According to the spirit of counsel of God,
give
prophecy, they will never be there. Time will come, they are no more there. All those who worship them, they will seek for them. On judgment, you worship
Buddha.
Buddha. You call Buddha here. Prophet Elijah sampled how it will be. He said, you call your gods. We are waiting for them. And did they appear? As they never appeared that day, the hero of Elijah, till they came back, they have to finish away.
On the
judgment will be like this. They say, you worship who?
Maria.
Call her here. And Mary, in the those worshipped, is she there?
Matia
Luanga. That this saint.
Hey. As
gods are in the world, as you say.
Understand
the spirit of counsel of God. He knows and he tells us, friends, God was, is this one? Is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They created heaven and earth. Each one, their responsibility was this. And it is like this. And it will be like this. All the rest, they will never be there.
And you
choose what you worship. You worship it today.
According
to the speed of time and seasons, that your God will not be there. For you will be the lake of fire. As we shall reach judgment. Reaching judgment.
And Satan and Jezebel
were all already in the lake of fire.
Those
who are called gods, they have moved ahead of us. And they tell you now, where is Buddha here? You call him here. And is he there? That call for us Allah. And is he there? And now we are on judgments.
You know,
Allah appeared in 512. Yes. And he never appeared again. He disappeared.
He
remained with his book. Quran. Where does he dwell now? He no more speaks. He no more sends his messengers. He sent one. Only one. He's called who?
Nabi Waswa.
You know, we don't insult, but that God, he forsakes us much if he's God. Those who have committed evils to us, we shall report them to where?
He
no more appears here. But let's put that there.
But
tomorrow we shall study
the
spirit of counsel of God. Show how God was, the way he is, and the way he will be. God the Father and his word Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit.
Now,
if you worship in the world, try to worship God. You know whom you worship, one will be, and he was, and he is there. After I knew that, all the rest, no matter how you speak, no matter how you speak,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So when
we shall finish there, he will show us things which were, which are, even those going to come. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, believing, and to begin to put in action and to be ready to teach to others.
Amen.